You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
I forgot. Life Change Baptist Church, not Loops, not the Rec Room. Life Change Baptist Church, the men's group gets in here, and they feed everybody that wants to come. It is the best breakfast in town, and it's priced at the best price. You can get bacon, scrambled eggs. Sound like the buffet at the Holiday Inn, and you get it for the best price in town. What's that price? Free. It's a free service, and that's brought on by the kind people at Life Change Baptist Church. So, you can eat twice? You, huh? Okay. What? Fed twice. I thought that means you get fed three times, because I've seen Pinky go through there at least twice on Saturday. You know, he's got a job. All right. Now then, we got a really super special coming up that's going to sing here in a second. And I need to explain this to you. Leland always, when I first came to the Rec Room, Leland used to say, when the special starts, the bar is closed and nobody can leave until we get through. Well, he didn't realize he was being recorded and this was being sent to Oklahoma City and some other places. And they thought we were having our Rec Room meetings in a honky-tonk. Yeah. Because we were closing the bar. So the refreshment bar will be closed, but it will be open. And I heard from Miss Evelyn that we are going to be running a special on orange sodas after the meeting tonight. 2 for 1. And they're at the regular price. What's that?
Free.
See? Everybody knows the rules already. Y'all welcome our special tonight.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
If I wasn't here, I'd probably be dead somewhere. I'm going to sing a song for you. Hope you enjoy it.
Time is tight and money is short. River's up, weatherman's calling for another storm. Pressure's on, margin's thin. Gonna figure out a fix for this awful fix I'm in. Oh mama, what am I gonna do? She said, child, there's only one thing you can do. Don't worry about nothing. Just let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about nothing, pray about everything. Love is blind, and fate don't care. Lose your grip, your balloons go sailing off into the air. Oh mama, what am I gonna do? She said, honey, there's only one thing you can do. Don't worry about nothing. Just let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about nothing, pray about everything. Take a walk, take a breath. Oh, just give it all a rest. Take a cane pole to the fishing hole, catch a couple of fish. Just like that, toss them back, make a little wind. Don't worry about nothing. Let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about it, stress about it, fret about it. Don't worry about nothing. Let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about nothing. Just
pray about everything. Pray about everything. Pray about everything.
Man, that's some good singing. I was in here when Charlie was practicing, so I got to hear it twice. If you sneak in early, sometimes you get good stuff. Ed was playing with my Bible today in my office, so there's no telling where this sermon's going, because he moved all my bookmarks. Yeah, I know I'm on God camera. Who needs a Bible? Because if you need a Bible, raise your hand. We got Bibles. Because we're going to jump around a little bit. Me and Brother Doug have discussed this on numerous occasions. Leland could take a verse like, "The Lord's bond service must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all and able to teach, patient, and when wronged," and preach for an hour on that. It takes me like 74 verses to get one idea out. So I hope y'all got fast fingers tonight. Otherwise, you will not be happy, happy, happy. I want to start with a Psalm of David tonight. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Man, is that powerful or what? You ever have old memories? I remember my father's hands and the surf. He held my inner tube. Waves, they seemed like mountains, and it seemed like any second I just might slip away and be carried off in the current somewhere. I felt lost, cast to the winds. He let me slide, and once again there was his hands on my inner tube, my father's strong hands grasping me. He was my shepherd. He guided me back to the calm waters, where quietly I played for the rest of the day on a sunny beach under his watchful eye, he and my mother. Like a lost sheep, I've been guided back into the fold. For many years, I listened to the words of that family. See, that family was my flock. One day I took a drink of alcohol, and the call of that shepherd kind of slipped away a little bit. You see, I joined a new flock. We had a credo. Everything's legal if you don't get caught. Found myself wrapped up in a flock of black sheep. Can't tell you how I got there. But the drugs and the alcohol took me so far away from that day on the beach in my father's hands. The lure to flee grew greater and greater until one day, my God had become a bottle, needle, a handful of pills. Anything and everything that would make me change the way I felt about me. In this dream world, I became a taker. Anybody know about takers? Anybody ever been one? Yeah. Yeah, I took everything you had. I took your time. I took your money. I took your love. I took your possessions. I sucked you dry. And then I moved on to my next victim. All the time looking over my other shoulder because there was other takers out there. We knew our own kind. My one world spun me into the prison system. I remember telling my cellie when I left the first time, the only way they're bringing me back here is we're going to hold courts in the streets with them. And 6 months later, I was sitting on a chain bus, handcuffed to two other guys riding Huntsville, Texas, trying to figure out how this happened. One more time. Found myself hooked up with one of the most feared prison associations there ever were. Finally, I'd found a flock. They promised to protect me, to keep me safe. They were a brotherhood. Brotherhood with a shepherd. You know, nothing could have ever been further from the truth. Nothing. It's all just one big lie. Another false shepherd. And as I lay in that 5x8 cell, my dreams kept going back to my father's hands that day in the beach. If only I could just go back. If only if I could just all give it back. But if you can't forgive yourself, how can you expect forgiveness from the Father? You know, the Father forgives us before we even confess our sins. He forgives and He forgets. Yet we carry around that burden called sin. The shepherd was the first profession ever mentioned in the Bible. Genesis 4:2. Sheep are utterly dependent upon the shepherd to lead them to pastures. All eats grass. Shepherd has to provide them with water and protect them from danger. I don't know about you, but the idea of being a sheep doesn't really appeal to me. You know, you can train a pig like you can a dog. You can get a cow to come when you shake a bucket. Chickens will find their way to the coop by themselves. But sheep? Sheep will stand in a hailstorm when there's a shed out there. Sheep are dumb. I look back on myself, I was dumb. You know, by the time I gave up, I mean really gave up. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I mean really gave up. I mean, when you were in that darkest, lowest place where there was nowhere else to go, like Brother Leland says, when you're in a hole, the best way to get out is quit digging. When you've reached the bottom of that hole, there ain't nowhere else to go but up. And we all said that one prayer. You know what that was? Anybody? God help me. Please, God help me. Help my sorry soul. I knew I just wanted to feel my Father's hands again. You know, sheep and flocks are mentioned hundreds of times in the Bible, using 12 different Hebrew words, 4 different Greek words, some words that I can't even pronounce. They're the most prominent animal mentioned in all of Scripture. More than camels, more than deer. Sheep are the most, they talk about sheep more in the Bible than they talk about anything else. Psalms 103, know the Lord Himself is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. Oh, ho! What a startling awakening. I was the captain of my own ship. I was in charge of that rodeo. How's that working for you? Yeah. Yeah. It was a sinking ship. It was He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Everything I've got belongs to God. How many of y'all have ever seen a hearse go into the cemetery? It's got a U-Haul trailer behind it. Got a luggage rack. John D. Rockefeller died. They asked his accountant, they said, how much did he leave? He said, everything. Jeremiah 50:60. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. I was reading Phil Robertson. Any of y'all ever watch Duck Commander? Watch that show, Duck Dynasty? Phil was talking in his book, and he's a Christian. He's a minister of the Lord. Phil said that he can shoot 6 ducks a day for 60 days, But he can't have more than 18 of any duck at any time in his refrigerator. He said, the government regulates what kind of duck I shoot, what species of the duck I shoot, whether it's male or female and its approximate age. And if I have more than 18 ducks and I want to give away a duck, I got to write down your name, your address, your phone number, and your social security number before I can give you that duck and write it on that duck tag. The United States government cares more about ducks than they do unborn children in this country. You know, my people have been a lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. Boy, does that sound familiar. Turning them away on the mountains. From mountain to hill they've gone, and they have entirely forgotten their fold. I forgot my fold. I didn't know where to find a way home. I thought there was no hope whatsoever. Jesus said to Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. It's our responsibility to feed the sheep. You know, if you're a man sitting out there right now, you got a responsibility to go home and do the right thing. If you're a woman, you have a responsibility to go home and guide your family in a godly manner if you're sitting out here. My little wife out there prayed for me for 8 long years. She wore her knees out. She can barely walk today. That I would come to Christ. And I can't tell you how much my life changed. You know, when the light of that cross flashed through me and I realized that everything I had done for 52 years was for nothing. It was self-serving and self-seeking. There's only one true God. I thought I knew who God was, but no one comes to the Father but through the Son. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, you do not know God. John 10, 1 through 16, it says, I am the good shepherd. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. I stood behind podiums like this for 18 years and I talked about God, but I didn't know Jesus Christ. I was trying to climb through that window. I was trying to get to heaven the wrong way. I didn't know the Son of God. Without that, without being able to wrap your mind around the eyes and the idea that Jesus Christ would lay down on that cross and die for my sins so that I could go to heaven, without that idea, you're not ever going to make it through that door. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. That's how I want to be called by name. I want to be called by name. When he has brought all of his own, he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You know, and once you hear that glorious voice of Jesus Christ, you'll know it. Because I heard it in my heart and I hear it today. Sometimes it's just, Craig, do the next right thing. Boy, that's scary for somebody like me. Sometimes I have to call and ask somebody, what's the next right thing? When he's brought out all his own, he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will not follow, but they will flee from him. For they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. You want to scare some people off? Walk into a group of people and say, hey, you know, let me tell you about Jesus Christ, and they'll all scatter. Yeah. Try it the next time at Stripes. There'll be 25 people waiting there to get a burrito, walk up and say, hey, does anybody want to hear about Jesus? You'll be the only one standing there. Get your ham and egg burrito and step outside. Jesus talked about it, man. The path is wide. But the door is narrow. A lot will come. When they scream, "This is the last day," it'd be like all of us trying to get out that one double door right there, but that door is narrow. And the shepherd knows who's coming through. He calls us by name and we will follow. Gosh, I want to hear him call my name. I want to feel my Father's hands again. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are robbers and thieves, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find good pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and what, Brother Jeffrey?
Destroy.
That's all I wanted from you. That's all I wanted from you. The Lord changed my life. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And today I have my life so abundantly. You know, my wife and I, we pray not only for what the good things have been, but for what the Lord's put in our path. And sometimes it is a hurdle. Sometimes it seems like more than we can do. And you know what? When I get on the other side of it, if I just have the patience to pray my way through it and get to the other side, you know what I see? I see the Lord's hand in every bit of it. Not just part of it, all of it. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus Christ crawled on the cross for you and me. He was the good shepherd. He who is hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves. You know, how many false shepherds have you followed? How many people preaching a false doctrine of money and glory, power, better job, prettier face? How many false shepherds have we followed? He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd does not own the sheep. He sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's just a hired hand. He doesn't care anything about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. And today I know Jesus Christ. And that's been one of the greatest things that's ever happened in my life. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. Just like that voice I heard. I thought I was saved. I thought I knew all about God. I thought I knew it all. And Jesus Christ came into my life. There'll be one flock and just one shepherd. There's no false idols out there. There's, you know, all the money you got's not going to help you. Having the prettiest girl ain't going to fix you. Having the fastest car is not going to make you right. Make no mistake, just because we are sheep, that we're the flock, that doesn't mean we graze contently at the shepherd's feet. There's going to be hurdles in everybody's life. There's going to be valleys that we're going to cross through. David was a shepherd. He was content just to watch his family's flock. Made a little trip one down to drop off some lunch to his brothers one day, and there was the giant Goliath, brought down by a pebble from a shepherd boy's hand. Some of y'all are sitting there thinking that's just a story. You know what I think? I think that's the absolute truth right here in this book. I believe what's in this book is the absolute truth. I don't think that someone said, "Well, he didn't really use a pebble. He used a catapult and they hit him in the head with a boulder." No, it says he picked up a round stone and he flung it and hit him in the forehead. He was content just to watch the flock. David, he was a shepherd himself. But he was also a member of a flock. Probably no man in history sinned as much as David did. Think about it. He murdered another man. He stole his wife. He had an adulterous affair. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands on any of those, okay? David did all that, but the shepherd loved him. God loved David. But the life of David wasn't without consequences for what he did. But he was always there. You know, praying for forgiveness. And for the hands of the Father to come back to him. David cried out his sins, much like some of us have done in those jail cells. Dear God, if you just help me out this time, I promise you it'll be different. David cried those out sincerely to the Lord, and the Lord heard, and like a shepherd in the field, steered David back to the path. It's not too late for any of us to be steered back to that path. You know, I felt so dirty. My sins were so many. You know, what flock would really want me? You know, if you knew what I had done, if you knew the things I'd done, how bad I was, who would want me? What flock would want me? Man, I couldn't work at 7-Eleven. They told me when I was in prison that all I could do was flip burgers at Mickey D's, but they won't hire you if you got a criminal record. You can't even work at McDonald's. Words came to mind. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he were to lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he found it? You know, the shepherd came and found me. I was so lost. I was so dirty. I was so filthy. You know, dear God, please take my sins. Please wash me clean. God had already forgiven me. I had to learn to forgive myself. You know, Jesus in Matthew 9:36 said when he saw the crowds, he had compassion. Compassion, man. I couldn't even have compassion for myself. Jesus had compassion for the crowds because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. You know, we talked a lot about sheep and sheep being docile animals. But as Christians, we don't have to hide behind anything or anybody. We can speak boldly out for what we believe. In 2 Timothy, Paul said, but understand this, that in the last days there will be times of difficulty. See them around us happening now? For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good. And the list goes on. Treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having an appearance of godliness. See them on TV every Sunday. Having an appearance of godliness. But denying its power. You need to avoid those kind of people. Stay away from them. Get away. Paul charged Timothy with one last thing. Might have been the last thing he ever wrote. Filthy and dirty. Sitting there chained to a cell waiting for him to chop his head off or whatever they were going to do to him. The Romans had real creative ways of ending your life. He wrote Timothy, he said, I charge you in the presence of God and Jesus Christ, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready to extort with complete patience and teachings. For the time is coming when people will not endure the sound teachings, but having itching ears, they will accommodate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. You know, how many times do you see those guys on TV that they say, you know, if you become a Christian, you're going to be happy and you're going to get rich. You're going to be happy and you're going to be rich if you become a Christian. Tell that to the 2 million Chinese that are hiding in cellars tonight worshiping Jesus Christ in China because it's against the law for them to have that. Are they rich? Are they happy? They're suffering more abuse than I could ever think of doing. All to worship the King of Kings. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itchy ears, they will accommodate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Endure the suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. What good words. What good words. Let's bow our heads for a second. Lord, I hope tonight that something I may have said through you might have softened the hearts of some people out there. You know, it's a tough world we live in. We get to choose which flock we belong to. Choose Jesus. Lord, I pray we all choose Jesus. Y'all ride to your feet, please. I'm not going to stretch this out a long time tonight because I've run over. That's a rare thing for me. If anybody wants to find a new shepherd, come on down. Because it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Man, I want that shepherd. I want to be part of that family. You ready to lie down in green pastures? To sit beside the still waters? Come on down. You got your opportunity right now. Come on down. Come on, brother. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. You know, you want what we got? The only way to get it's come to die. You know, we offer a way of life that is simple. You only got to change one thing. Everything. Let Jesus come into your heart, and I promise you'll never be the same. I'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever in the house of the Lord. Don't miss an opportunity, man. Come on down. I heard Leland say one night from behind this podium, if you're going home tonight and you had a car wreck and you weren't saved, where would you go? Life is fleeting. 42 years old, I had a major heart attack sitting in our living room one night. And all the way to the hospital, I was praying, God, don't take me yet. And I had no idea what His plan was. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your time. Today's a great time to start the most beautiful part of your life. You don't have to be like me. You don't have to be 52 years old to find Jesus Christ. Y'all come. Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for the blessings of another day on this earth. Lord, I pray that if there's someone out there that heard your message tonight, that they'll get another opportunity to come down to know the salvation and the love of Christ Jesus. Lord, as we prepare to go into another day, I ask only that you place your armor of God around each and every one of us as we go forth into a world that is not friendly to our flock at all. Lord, we ask all this in your name, in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Y'all come Monday. Thank you. Come Sunday, Saturday. We got breakfast. Saturday, come Monday, Saturday. We got time every day. My pastor said if you're not proud of your church, then you need to find another church. Yeah.